those who are frustrated, those who are disappointed of SPLM, our message to you that now when the SPLM is reuniting, it is going to deliver its best. And I'm saying this because there are those who think that, or who even there is a story around that has been popularized, that when the SPLM divide themselves, they kill people or people die. And when they unite, they loot the people or they eat the people. I want to tell you that this is not true. When the SPLM divides, it's true that the people suffer. And that is out of our history. But when the SPLM unite, they achieve great victories. They deliver better. What the SPLM is going to deliver after this division, after this resolving this national crisis, is going to be a very strong unity, national unity, a sustainable and permanent peace in South Sudan. The SPLM members, after they repent from the mistakes we have committed, after leaving behind the story of self-blame, you are the one who is wrong, and they start to say collectively, we are wrong. And we correct ourselves, we are going to be great servants of our people. Today is a day of change. It is your opportunity to change, yourself. And I'm beginning my duties in the office to change myself. From today, you will not hear me pointing fingers at any of the comrades and blaming any of the comrades. I will be pointing the fingers on myself, looking at my mistakes, and I am calling every comrade to look at your own mistakes, correct your mistakes, correct yourself. This is time for us to deliver on our promises. This is time for us to make the SPLM genuinely a servant party of our people, genuinely make it the ruling party, which is the servant government of the people. I'm confident we will correct ourselves, and this correction of our mistakes and ourselves will start from the leadership down to the grassroots, because it is a time for change, and this change will start with me, it starts with you. Our compensation for the people will be in the hard work and sacrifice that our people will see, how we will toil to build this country, how we will sacrifice ourselves and deny ourselves as true servant, loyal servant of these people. While we are continuing engaging the SPLM in opposition to join and not to delay. And we have a team led by Comrade Dengalor, the remaining part of us. And they are engaging, actually, even from yesterday and today. They are meeting with SPLM, IO, but of course prioritizing the issues of peace and ending this war, and we want to make sure that peace comes. If not within this month, it must be no later than the mid of next month. But the pushing is to make sure that it is within this month. We had hoped and wished that it should have come before July 9, so that it could have been a gift to our people to celebrate this July 9th, 4th anniversary with peace. But it is not too late. The efforts are on, and we are confident that peace is coming. But it needs all our work together to make sure that this war is brought to an end, which was referred to by our chairman as a senseless war. It is indeed a senseless war.